on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce, topping our report this hour. As part of New Jersey's plan to replenish its Transportation Trust Fund, electric vehicle owners are paying a yearly fee of at least $250. Jim Appleton with the New Jersey Coalition of Automotive Retailers says for new EV buyers, 4 years' worth of these fees are added to the upfront price.
This $1,000 fee is an obstacle. It adds, you know, $10, $15, $20 a month to their monthly payment, which is consequential for a lot of buyers.
Other EV owners can expect a letter in the mail when they need to pony up the fee. More mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus in Bergen County and Westwood. Local officials say they will spray for mosquitoes to try to keep the risk of human infection down. Fall's the peak time for transmission of mosquito infections in New Jersey. New Jersey will be blasting drivers with billboards and radio ads to promote safer behavior on the roads.
The State Transportation Department is launching a new roadway safety public awareness program to promote safer driving. Messages encouraging drivers to think about the potentially fatal consequences of speeding and distracted driving will be put on billboards, social media, digital platforms, and radio stations. Other messages will promote respect and civility on the roads. The program will run through the end of the year. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey news made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan. Maple Leaf is having its annual Fall Fun Fest with a corn maze, petting zoo, train rides, and more. Mums, $5 for $10. Hanging baskets, only $5.99. They are wholesale to the public. Visit Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, New Jersey. The prices are insane. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on those challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's happening this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, our website, or listen right here on New Jersey 101.5. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. The labor market is slowing as we head toward the November election in New Jersey. The state posted the third straight month of job losses. New Jersey has lost more than 20,000 jobs since June. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 83 points. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Will we see dry conditions tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So we've talked about how this month is trending to be one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record. It's also going to be one of the driest calendar months in years, if not decades, even though we do have a couple batches of rain showers still to come. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the lower 60s, and mainly 60s tomorrow, maybe 70 degrees. Another cloudy and blah day, with spotty showers returning tomorrow afternoon and evening. Wettest corner of the state looks to be northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor, maybe a quarter inch of rain. That's not much. Thursday, surprisingly warm and humid. Highs pushed to near 80, with some peaks of sun and a continuing chance of a shower. Partly sunny and mid-70s on Friday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Right now in Andover, it is 62, Monroe 66, and Seaside Heights 67. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all. Formal or casual, get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.